Hello everyone. I hope everyone is well. I really, really do. Because of what's going on in the world, the intensity. There is no secret. We are in a spiral of continuous shifting. And the next layer of shifting in human consciousness surfaces out of separation, out of division of worlds. Wisdom comes from understanding duality and mastering duality. Because from duality, consciousness evolves and healing happens. Now, many of you know about my passion of traveling to sacred locations. And this summer, Spirit guided me to Bulgaria in the old town of Nesebar. We got there in the afternoon. There were still tourists visiting the old town. So we chose to have dinner overlooking the beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous Black Sea. I don't know why they call it black, because it's beautiful green. But anyways, after the crowds dissipated, I started the sacred scouting. We found the ruins of what looked like a very ancient church. And when I got there, I felt like a kid. I was so excited to discover a mysterious place that emanated spiritual power. I was like, what is this? It was so amazing. I heard some giggles, and what I did, I followed the giggles. There were kids actually playing and taking pictures of themselves, selfies. And they were right at the altar of the church. Suddenly, I felt hit, and I thought that there was a steam bath around or a hot spring. I then climbed the stairs of the altar, towards the altar. And I was very curious, looking for where the heat was actually coming from, because I felt heat all over my body. And as I was approaching the main altar, the heat was actually increasing. And I was expecting, honestly, I was expecting to see hot springs. I could swear that there were hot springs around. However, there were not any hot springs. So what I did, I touched the stones, and actually the stones were emanating the heat. So as I said, I felt heat all over my body, heat in my hands, and I just realized this is energy. And it was so much energy coming from those ruins. And it's actually the fire element that it really needs our attention during these times. Spirit warns us about the element of fire, and we need to balance the fire. We need to balance the fire within. And if we don't know how to handle the fire, we either get burned out or we end up having a heat stroke. Okay. Now this church is located at the center of an ancient city. I mentioned it before, Nesebar. And it's a very strong vortex of energy. This is what I strongly, strongly believe. And vortices of energy speak to us in very profound ways. Now, I was called spiritually to this place to discover the ancient knowledge that really wants to surface during these times. And I'm supposed to share it. And let me tell you about this vortex. As I was tuning into this vortex, right, I looked around me, and what I saw, two women who were touching the stones. They are so gracefully, or at least their energy read to me grace. And I thought, at some point, I thought they were like ancient goddesses. I just realized I was not alone. And we are never alone, actually. And it's so beautiful because more sisters are called to spread the sacred message of Sophia. Because this is what the video is about. It's about Sophia. And I'm going to describe what I felt and how I came to this beautiful church. Now, sensitives and earth angels are called during these times to bring back common sense, to bring back humanity into balance. Because there is a division between male and female, between left and right, north and south, yin and yang, and so on. And women need to work on bringing back common sense, on bringing back balance through wisdom, through harmony, and not by channeling anger. Because anger has its place. It makes things move around, but anger can be really destructive when it becomes excessive. Okay, we have to really tap into the wisdom of Sophia. So such a beautiful name. When I say it, Sophia, it just radiates spiritual power. So we really have to tap into the wisdom of Sophia to channel strength through compassion and wisdom. We need heart, we need mind, both of them cooperating. Okay. At first, I didn't know what this place was. I usually get called by spirit, and later I find out what and why I get the call. Now, as you leave the ruins, there is some information about this place. And guess what? I found out there were the ruins of Saint Hagia Sophia Church. Hagia Sophia Church. Now, immediately my mind connected to this place in Turkey, another church, Hagia Sophia, which we visited, I guess, like 3 years ago or something like that. And I was like, wow, that's the energy. It's the energy of Sophia. It's the energy of mindful fire, of spiritual power. And Sophia is the goddess of wisdom, is the goddess of rebirth. And actually, Hagia Sophia means holy wisdom. This is exactly what humanity needs right now in order to ascend, in order to grow spiritually. We need the holy wisdom. Now, the heat that I was experiencing got my attention, really got my attention, because we are experiencing so much heat going on between masculine and feminine. And it is the battle since ancient times that is taking place between both energies, and it is also happening within us. Now, as I travel through the world, I still see in the Eastern countries the domination of patriarchy. And at the same time, I see in the Western society angry women propagating division and hatred towards men. Okay? So sad, but true. Fortunately, there is an awakening happening to heal this division. So I'm so grateful for the awakened souls. Okay. We are reminded to remain grounded, and we are reminded to align with Gaia Sophia, with Mother Earth, the divine being embodied as the earth. And we are reminded about respect. A true wise woman who knows how to honor and respect a man, and also a man who knows how to honor and respect a woman. And I believe it's possible, okay? Because it all comes down to respecting and honoring yourself first. Very, very important, okay? Now, humility. Humility is the highest form of wisdom. We are talking about wisdom here. And Sophia is described as pure spirit, the wisdom of God, the feminine aspect of God. It has been a crazy ride since the presidential election in the United States of America, and the dirty ego battle between the feminine and the masculine, it's kind of intense. It's actually insane. This is being projected, actually. And it has been going on for eons. Now it has come to the surface in order to heal and bring closure. So I say, let the man be the man, let the woman be the woman, yes to equality, but yes in the highest sense of the word, okay? Sophia teaches not to eat our truth by remaining silent or by getting angry out of control. Instead, she teaches to tune into the higher heart, to tune into your intuition, to focus on the solutions, to find your compassion, and to operate from that place of wisdom and compassion and love. And the feminine pain is getting healed by going through the pain itself and by actually honoring the pain, making sure you're not becoming the pain. A wise woman will always serve. A wise woman will heal, will bring harmony, will bring peace, will be the embodiment of compassion, will be the embodiment of grace. It is the time for the feminine to regain its true power. It is time. Feminine was suppressed for so long, for so, so long. The only way to heal the feminine, however, is by being assertively compassionate and not angry out of control. Very important. By being angry at men and preaching anger does not make us more spiritual women. Okay? We are all on our own unique journey. And at the same time, it's the journey of evolution. It's the journey of growing our wisdom. However, we're all at different levels. And we have to be very discerning. Human society is controlled by a force that is non-human. I believe that. The dark side knows how to manipulate. They use truth as truth concepts such as oneness, which is, it's actually the universal truth. It's so beautiful. It's unique. But they use it to create the one world government to submit us into total control. They use manipulative games like feminists against or versus sexists, men against women, gay against straight, and so on. Matriarchy is no better than patriarchy. The answer, however, is the marriage between the two. And that actually creates life. That creates the one. That creates oneness. It's the balance. This kind of suppressed feminine energy is still, however, present and trapped in many sacred locations in the world and really needs the feminine power. It needs women to free these locations. This information needs to be brought to the people, and it's got to be shared, but with, again, with wisdom, with compassion. And like the prophecy of many native nations, the prophecy of the condor and the eagle, and the condor is the feminine energy, energy or the south energy, and the eagle is the masculine, the north energy, the young energy. And the prophecy says, when the condor and the eagle fly together freely in the sky, there will be peace. Okay, when the condor and the eagle fly together freely in the sky, there will be peace. Beautiful and simple. We make it complicated. Our global consciousness is rising to new levels. And although at times it seems like we are going nowhere because we are frustrated, we feel like we are hitting the wall. In fact, we are growing towards the light. So I'm going to say it again. We are growing towards the light because, yes, we are growing. We are growing our spiritual nature. The wise woman, the Sophia, God frequency, knows how to calm the rage. Woman of peace, take war from this world. And I'm offering you, and it's not that I'm offering you a song, but I'm gonna, you know, place a link, and I'm gonna link it to a beautiful song. It's gorgeous. Please listen to this. It makes me cry each and every time I listen to it, and it brings me back to the heart. It brings me back to the Sophia frequency, to the holy wisdom. And it's to you, lioness of courage. You're beautiful woman, the woman of grace, woman of love. This is the song. This is your song. Sing it. Okay. So yeah, I'm going to place a link below. Okay. Now let me talk a little bit about Andromedan's messages. Because during my visit to this peninsula in the old city of Nessebar, I continuously heard the words Andromeda. And I also heard the words Jupiter and Sirius. Sirius, I don't have much to share about. Didn't get any downloads, no messages. Jupiter, a little positive words, and I'm going to share them with you a little bit later. And yeah, Andromeda, I got a little message about the Andromedans. In fact, this is the thing, the entire day I was getting continuously, as I said, the word Andromedans, and we dine at this restaurant, and the name of the restaurant was actually Andromeda. It's very interesting. And Andromedans, or brothers and sisters from other constellations, are assisting humanity with the ascension on Earth. And I got some messages a little bit concerning messages about the entire shift and about Earth movement. And the concern is because of the frequencies that we are creating. We are creating as humans by fighting each other. So this is the main concern. And if you call them extraterrestrials, then I want to say something about that. Not all extraterrestrials or aliens have our best interest at heart. And open contact with them requires discernment. Very important, okay? Because no one can save us but us. This is another powerful message from the Andromedans. No one can save us but us. And we have to become responsible. We have to work on ourselves, work on our introspection. The work is within. And we got to work on spiritual evolution. Very important. And I'm inviting you to take a deep, deep breath in now. And exhale, allowing and understanding our so-called enemies. Okay, so another deep breath in. And just allow and let go. Because these dark forces that are behind the global control play humans against each other. They really manipulate us into division. That's what it is. And it's really our duty to forgive and understand one another. Very important. Forgive and understand one another. Be more compassionate, but at the same time, be discerning. So we don't fall into dark forces, manipulative games. So eyes wide open. Okay, this is about the Andromedans message. Now about planet Jupiter, which is such a positive planet, I like it. Planet Jupiter, of course, showed up on my journey, on my sacred journey. It was kind of like strong as well as the Sophia and the Andromedans. And I want to share a few positive aspects of Jupiter with you. And even if you know the traits and you know the aspects of Jupiter, I would invite you to say them actually out loud and own that energy, kind of like anchor that energy into your heart and ground that energy into your being, into your soul. Okay, so ready? Let's do this. Okay. Luck, hope, faith, expansion, success, optimism, development, wisdom, sincerity, compassion, trust, confidence, generosity. Okay. Wishing you blessings, peace, and may you connect with the highest vibration of Hagia Sophia. Namaste.